Very pleased to be joined by State Representative Terry Collins of Decatur, Chairwoman of the House Education Policy Committee. Representative, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jeff. I'm sorry I was a little bit late getting to the phone, but it's good to talk to you this morning.
Well, that is, we do appreciate you making time for us, and, you know, it's all good. I'm glad we finally got you on here. A few things. I guess we haven't talked in a while. How has the off season been for you?
It's been busy. I actually passed most of the things I've been working on, and so I've been to lots of conferences. I've traveled almost every week somewhere, and learning a lot of new things and what's working in other states, and looking at some positives to work on for next year. So maybe pretty soon I'll have a little agenda I'll share with you.
Well, I'm looking forward to that. Well, let's start here, and you know, there's been a lot of buzz since the end of this last session, and there always is buzz on certain topics, but I guess governors come out a little bit. We'll start with school choice and talk about that. I wonder, you know, now it sounds like the governor's got a little buy-in. You had a kind of a trial run at it this last session. Where do you think we are? Do you think it's possible in 2024?
I really do. I don't know that it'll meet everybody. I mean, my understanding is that everybody has a different meaning of school choice. Anytime I talk to someone, it's usually a little bit different. But I do think, and I've always thought, we should have way more options than we do right now in Alabama. And so I hope that we continue to expand all those options. I mean, I do believe that this year something else will happen. At the end of the year, the SUN Act, which was special and unique needs, it got all the way to the Senate floor, and it just never passed that last day. And to be honest, there was one that Chairman Garrett and I sponsored right at the end. I think it was 442. But, and I believe the budget chairs like it, and I've talked with the governor's office about it. So it's kind of based on Utah's school choice. And so I think that we will see some. I really do. I'm not sure what all will be in it. I know the governor's office is researching and doing some things. So I'll look forward to seeing whatever it is everyone comes up with.
Well, and I've sat in some of your committee meetings last session, and it did look like at times there were some, you know, some measures put forward to kind of lay the groundwork for this moment, right?
I hope so. I think, you know, we had about one-third of the members in the House were new. So I think trying to find out where they stood on different issues was a lot of what we were trying to do. And I hope to actually have a lot more what I'll call informational committee meetings, where we actually have some people come in that are experts on topics and share some information so that we better understand the issues. I liked the new group really well. I felt like that they were very intentional. They wanted to learn the details of the legislation and not just the talking points. So I appreciate that.
Well, and do you think, I mean, does the price tag scare a lot of people away from this, especially, you know, on the ETF side? Because whenever I talk to those guys, when I talk to Senator Orr, you know, it's like, well, you know, they're very protective of the education money, and that this is not going to be like free or easy to do, that it will have a cost.
Right.
What kind of challenges does that present?
I think so. And I think too, the Price Act was kind of cherry picked the very favorite pieces they liked of everything. And there were a lot of, pushback all around, with people having problems with different issues. You know, I talked a lot about the lack of accountability, that it wasn't about improving student scores. It was just about giving more people access. And I like accountability. You know, I like transparency and accountability. You know that about me, Jeff.
Right.
And so I didn't think that had as much. And that's why looking at some of these others that have that accountability and that transparency, I think that's important. And I actually think it's important to a lot of the people, the new guys. That's what I was hearing. So I think that we can get there, and I think next year will be the year we do. Yeah.
Well, and you know, it does help having the executive with some buy-in here. That's what it looks like to me, that if you got that component to it, then you'll have a lot of hearts and minds, right?
That Utah-based Act 422 is that both budget chairs seem to like it. And I agree with that. When you've got your budget chairs on your side, that's a good thing.
Well, and so things ought to be moving along there. Let's move on to the other topic real quick while I've got you here. The Literacy Act, and you know, there's a lot of there's a lot of moving parts and pieces here. It was delayed, but the I don't know if you want to call it reporting, says they want to change the standards for what is the definition of reading at a third grade level. Am I explaining that right?
Well, I think so, and there's some confusion about that. One thing we did about 2 years ago is that we added some components to the test that made it harder. Some fluency and some pieces of it that changed the scoring, so therefore they needed to change the cut score, but everyone I spoke with felt like it was a more lateral move, that it was a harder test, and there were more, the points changed, so that this was a more lateral move. What the school board was debating back and forth were the standard measures of error. In other words, 1% or 2%, we want to make sure that we don't hold someone back that does know how to read. But what I've told everyone is that they had to make a decision on what this first cut score would be. My goal is to continue to raise that level until we get all the way to that line between that second and third quartile. You know, our testing comes out in four measures, 1, 2, 3, 4. 3 and 4 are for sure grade level, and that's where we want to move everybody. You have to have a starting point, and I support the school board with that, but I also support all of their dialogue said that they would raise it next year. If we will keep raising our cut score, we'll get where we want to be.
Well, how much of this is being done out of fear that, look, we're still lacking here, and we're going to have a lot of students held back because of what the Literacy Act expects? I mean, is there a fear there? What do you think that looks like?
I am positive that Department of Education has some fear of how many might be held back. But I have seen since 2020 and 2021 that our scores are improving every single year. And what I continue to, two things I tell people, is that that cut score is based on that ACAP testing for reading. And there are still four more chances to get promoted. There is another test. There is summer school with a test at the end. And if you are a challenged reading, if your child is a challenged reader, summer school should be an option. My grandchild went to summer school. I mean, it's a great program that will help your child read better. And then there's also the exemptions. And there's a portfolio. Some children don't test well. If teachers know they're reading, that portfolio shows that. So it is not the dramatic number that will come out after that first test. That's not who will be held back. We've got time all summer long to get those children ready to go into the fourth grade. But what I tell families is if you're close to that cut score, even if you make it just above it, if your child's not testing at level 3, I'd let them go to summer school. We've got a great summer school program, and I would let them take advantage of it.
The other component to this, and we talked a lot about it, I guess, in the lead up to this moment, but you got coaches and you got a bunch of other opportunities and resources you're putting toward this. Is this something, when you look at it, does it look like it is, that is actually, that part of it is actually having an impact?
Definitely. If you remember right before we passed numeracy a couple of years ago, I pulled a report on how many schools had 50% or more of their children in level 1, that bottom level. Well, in math, it looked awful, which is why we've been past numeracy. But what I was encouraged, while we had over 200 schools in math, we only had 4 in reading. And that we're improving. We are making the gains we want to make, and we just have to keep on pushing.
Representative, we got to leave it there. We're out of time, but you're very kind to make time for us, and let's try to do this again real soon.
Oh, I would love to. I promise I'll be on time next time.
We always appreciate you coming on late or on time. That's State Representative Terry Collins there. We got to get a break. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Poore Show on FM Talk 106.5. 51.